Welcome to the weekly podcast from Harvest Ridge Church in North Ridgeville, Ohio. Our heart's desire is that you would grow in your love and devotion to Jesus Christ, and that these messages will strengthen your daily walk. For more information about our church, visit us on the web at www.harvestridge.net.
My name's Mike Leonard, and this is my wife, Lisa. We're the directors of Adult and Teen Challenge of the Firelands. We're based in Willard. We came here in 2014 with just a vision, and you guys got behind us at the very beginning before we had anybody in the program, and you've supported us every month since. Thank you. I'm happy to tell you that next month we'll be graduating our 50th woman from the entire one-year residential program. It is a Christ-centered discipleship program for women that are overcoming addictions. Alcohol, drugs, you name it. And God is faithful. We don't run a flop house. These ladies get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. They spend 4 or 5 hours a day in Christian discipleship activities as well as working 4 or 5 hours a day. It's kind of a therapeutic community, wouldn't you say, ladies? You know, we learn principles, biblical principles, and then we get to practice them amongst ourselves at the center. And these ladies just bless my heart. I cry every Sunday that we're out as they share their stories and sing their songs today. I know you'll be blessed. I'm happy to report that we've been open 4.5 years. And because of the faithfulness of people like Harvest Ridge, we've never had to turn away a lady who was unable to pay. Thank you, and God bless.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Brooklyn, and I'm 21 years old. Growing up, I thought my family was perfect. It was just me and my mom most of the years. My dad's job made him have to go off-road up until I was around the age of 8. When I was 8 years old, that's when my perception of my family changed. I realized I didn't live in a perfect family after all. When I was 8, he came home. My dad not only brought himself home, but he brought his mental illness and addiction too. The longer he was home, the worse things got, and the worse things got, the more I learned how to fake fine. From faking fine, I ended up stuffing my feelings of hurt, loneliness, and anger. I had a lot of self-hatred towards myself. But to the outer world, I was this confident, hardworking, self-efficient, positive person. The further away I got from God, the more I learned that I wasn't who I was claiming to be. I was pretending to be somebody that I wasn't, and my whole perception of myself was different because of the perception I had towards my father. I was very active in my community, in my school and soccer team. When I tore my ACL for the second time, which caused me to lose scholarships, from losing my scholarships, I actually ended up putting alcohol, men, and unforgiveness towards myself throughout this whole entire time. From doing that, I actually ended up getting myself into a toxic, abusive relationship. And throughout this time, the man I was dating ended up introducing me into substances I was unaware I was taking. Before I knew it, I ended up being addicted to meth, and it was too late. Throughout the Throughout this whole entire relationship, I actually ended up catching 2 DUIs. It was a really bad relationship, and I was making very bad choices. And on the second offense is when Jesus supernaturally came into my life, and he said, pull over 3 times to me while I was driving the car. I was thinking in my head, clearly I can't control my life. I need somebody to do it for me. And Jesus was just the guy. A few days later, I was sitting outside after being arrested, and I was just trying to call every single rehab I could. Why, can you please help me? And they said, you're too many days sober, you don't have enough money, or you don't meet the criteria. And I remember screaming at God out of desperation, Lord, why don't you love me? Why can't you come and save me? And it was like the whole world instantly got quiet, and he sent me a dove. And when I heard that calling, it was like his love just came upon me. And I knew I was loved, and I knew I was going to be okay. He's made me a promise to work things all out for my good. And I could stand here today and tell you that is absolutely 100% true. Even when I couldn't see clearly what he was doing, even during my bad choices, he was always faithful to me, even when I wasn't. He's a great guy. And throughout this whole entire period, he's worked things all out for my good. And that was the day that got me to the doors of Teen Challenge on July 25th of last year. And here at Teen Challenge is where I met Jesus face to face. And he told me I was enough. And he told me I was loved. And you know what the funny thing is that I didn't know it. I started to believe it. And that's what makes the difference. And now I'm able to help disciple other women and people that the Lord brings in my path to help other people know how good he is. And just the glory goes to him. And at Teen Challenge, I no longer wake up with suicidal thoughts. I'm no longer so depressed. I don't want to wake up in the morning. And you know what? I don't feel so unworthy. I don't care what happens to my body. I wake up every single day proud to be who I am because I know who I belong to. And I hope that you guys know who you belong to. Because I promise Jesus will see you through, because he's seen me through. And the verse I stand on is John 13:7. You may not realize what I'm doing now, but later you will understand.
Good morning. My name's Olivia. I'm 23 years old. So I was born in Ukraine, which is right next to Russia. And at the age of 4, I was adopted from an orphanage. And I was adopted into a good, devoted Catholic family. I have 2 brothers, 1 younger, 1 older. But as long as I can remember, I always dealt with like feelings of insecurity and fear and abandonment, rejection. And but overall, my childhood was good, besides different abuses that took place, which no one was able to protect me from. And I don't blame that, nor is that the reason of my use, but it kind of set the stage for when I did find drugs and alcohol, for me to just want to continue to numb with the drugs and alcohol. So at the age of 10, I started to drink, and at the age of 11, I started to experiment with drugs. And at the age of 15, I got my first DUI. And for my family, it was definitely something we did not do. Over here, my parents were all about youth group and church and good grades, sports, all that good stuff. And so at the age of 15, I started to learn how to live that double life. And so for me, my addiction just continued to grow deeper and darker. And so at the age of 18, I finally got kicked out. And so that just started a strand of legal issues, inpatient rehabs, outpatient clinics, you name it. And basically my whole life, I just wanted to know how to live life sober, you know, and how to live life off of drugs and alcohol. Obviously, it wasn't just ruining my life, but it was a heart issue, you know. And so it wasn't until I finally surrendered and I came to Teen Challenge August 9th of 2018. And once again, I just entered the program wanting to get off of drugs and alcohol. But the amazing thing is Jesus met me there. And not only did he take that away, but he He reminded me that all the goals and dreams and everything that I used to have, he is going to fulfill them because he's the one that put me in the program, and he also put those dreams and goals inside of me, so he's going to fulfill them. And overall, the program has been the hardest thing I've ever done in my life, but the most rewarding. And like I said, it was also a heart issue. So taking all of the junk out, you know, the intimate relationship that I've gained and all of the deliverance and healing, it was an effort on both ends. But like I said, it's been the most rewarding thing. And I can't wait for what he has for my future. And the verse I stand on is Psalm 23, verse 4. Even though I walk through the valley of death, I will fear no evil, for you guide me with your rod and staff. Thank you.
Truth is harder than a lie. Dark seems safer than the light.
Darkness and despair. The devil was the voice that brought me here. The choices I made brought a lot of shame, but guess what, Satan? I'm done with your games. These are the voices I used to hear. The voice of shame and rejection screamed loud in my ears. You are a terrible person. You will never be good enough. You have already failed, so you might as well just give up. You aren't even capable of receiving anyone's love. That voice led me to this choice. I sought desperately to seek the approval and acceptance from others. I believed the lie that I had no worth, and I numbed my body, mind, and soul with drugs. I began on a search to escape my pain, but nothing could satisfy my thirst. Self-destruction was all I knew, and the death and darkness only grew.
These are the voices I used to hear. Fear and rejection screamed loud in my ear. You're a worthless daughter, go kill yourself. You're fat and you're ugly, and you deserve to be raped. By the way, you'll never succeed. You're just like your father. And those voices led me to this choice. I ran and I hid, and shame was with me wherever I went. I lived off perfectionism, and I looked for love in a club. I got my strength from drugs and my confidence from men, and I danced with the devil, and I didn't want to live.
These are the voices I used to hear. Voices of unworthiness and insecurity screamed loud in my ears. Your own parents can't even stand you. How do you expect anyone else to be able to? You're nothing but a burden, always getting in the way. Nobody truly cares about you, no matter what they say. Go ahead, screw up. They're all waiting for it anyhow. Your life's not important, not then and not now. Those voices led me to these choices, to abandon my kids and my family, constantly searching for my identity. Self-destruction was my game, and drugs and alcohol were to blame. Deeper and deeper and deeper I went. Morals and values, I had none left.
These are the voices that I used to hear. The voice of fear and failure screamed loud in my ear. You're too far gone. You've done too much. Can't you see you got what you deserved? After all, that's all that you're worth. Your breath, it's a waste of air. Why don't you just lay down, die, give up? Nobody truly cares. Those voices led me to these choices. I ran and I hid and I ran and I hid. I pushed everybody away from me. I isolated myself and settled for an abusive relationship. Soon I turned to drugs to ease my pain and for comfort, and death really did seem like the better option for me. But now, God's voice, I'm choosing to hear. Rise up, my precious child, for I am the one that has called you by name. I'm the one that has created you, and I have the power to make you new. Lift your head up. You've been redeemed. I've set you free, for I am in you, and you are in me. Now the choices that I'm making is to live a bold and powerful life, knowing that I'm a daughter of the Most High. I refuse to live in self-pity, in shame, or as a victim. Instead, I'm choosing to run the race that God has laid before me, despite any circumstances in my past or those yet to come.
Now God's voice I'm choosing to hear. I chose you, my daughter, and I'm always near. My love is everlasting, so let go of all your fears. Together, we can do impossible things. I've had a plan for you from the beginning. Now, I'm choosing to stand firm on the foundation of God's love, remembering that my Father has all control from up above. I'm learning to be content in all circumstances, knowing that I serve a God of many chances. No longer will I wander around hopeless, because now I have a choice. From this day forward, I will use my story to bring Him glory.
Now God's voice I'm choosing to hear. My precious daughter, come here. Hand over your depression. I have a crown of beauty just to show you you're loved. You're accepted, chosen, and precious in my sight. Take my hand and be exalted in my light, for I've called you by name and I've bought you with a price. And now it's time to preach about my life. And the choice I am making is to believe I'm worthy and I have a purpose, and to inspire others to run the race that God has placed in front of them. Did you guys know Jesus' love comes with grace?
Now God's voice I am choosing to hear. You are created in my image. Your worth and security come from me. You belong to me and I belong to you. You are royalty and nothing can separate you from my love. Though your sins are scarlet, they can be made as white as snow. The choice I am making is to follow His voice in all that I do, to chase after Him with my whole heart and pursue the calling that He has on my life, to remind myself that He is the only one who can satisfy my thirst. I no longer have to believe the lies from my past, but He can use my pain to bring hope and healing to those still suffering. I choose to walk in His light and love wherever I go.
The voices of our past, they are long gone. We will no longer fall for Satan's cons.
Thoughts of hatred, thoughts of fear, thoughts of never making it out of here.
Then came the day when I surrendered it all, and you pulled me up when darkness was all that I saw.
With Christ living in me, I am free at last. I am no longer defined by the sins of my past.
You call me redeemed. You tell me I'm loved. Your blessings flow down from heaven above.
Our actions are determined by the voices we hear. I refuse to listen to my insecurities and fears.
With God's voice, our path is made clear. We will not fall down. It's only up from here.
Life is all about voices and choices. It's up to you who you choose to listen to.
Lord, you found me, you healed me, you called me.
Pastor Kevin had asked me, as we conclude the service, to give opportunity for prayer, because you've heard some marvelous stories today of life transformation, of the work of God in people's lives, what mercy did in people's hearts and lives. Perhaps there's something that you need the Lord to work in your life, some area where you need a breakthrough, where you need His blessing, you need His help. I was asked to close in prayer, and Pastor Kevin said to ask you, if you need prayer for any reason, there's nothing to be ashamed of, just stand, and we're going to believe God together. So I'm going to begin to pray, and if you have a need, would you stand? And it can be anything. We're going to believe God together. Father, in the mighty, awesome, matchless name of Jesus Christ, we approach the throne of grace today. Lord, we're celebrating these beautiful women and what you've done in their lives. And it inspires us to believe you, that you can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to your power that's at work in us. Lord, you see the need. You know the heart. You know the life. You know the situation that stands before you today. And you're the God who's more than enough. You're the great I am. And Lord, we're believing together for a breakthrough, for a blessing in each one of these needs, that you will be glorified and the heart of the one who had the courage to stand will be blessed and the need will be met. We're asking in Jesus' name. Amen.